Om Shanti. In our path of world transformation, Baba used to say many times that one day foreigners will also come and they will reveal Baba's title of being world benefactor. And nowadays, since last for many years, we see in Baba's every meeting a big number of our double foreigners, brothers and sisters. As all of you know that since this year, 1st 2017, we have started our self-progress journey session in English also. So today in our gathering, in our small garden, we have a special flower from Iceland, Sister Hardis. And she is with Baba from last 12 years. And she will share her experience. And from her divine face and vibration, we can see a sign of a good yogi. And now we are going to hear from Sister Hardis, and she will share her experience, how she came to Baba, what she feels when first time she came to Madhuban, what she feels when she met with our big divine unlimited family, and so many things. Thank you. Om Shanti. Sister Hardis.
Thank you, Brother Shivam. Shivam, right? Shaum. I thought this was one of the names of Baba's title in the book, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, so, okay. Om Shanti, thank you for giving me this opportunity to come and give you a few words of my experience. When Baba actually drew me to him, I have only until 6:30, I could be all day. But I'll try to be short. It was in 2003, and I was taking my master's degree, a distance learning program in London, and I had to meet a lady regarding my research in Iceland, and she had a picture of Shiv Baba in her room. And this was a very important talk. I was supposed to interview her, but I couldn't concentrate because I always was attracted to the picture of Shiva. And until she stopped the interview and said, I see that you're very attracted to the picture because it was behind me and I was always looking back. And she said, I see that you must go and visit the center in Iceland, the Brahmakumari Center. We call it Lotus House. And as you all know, our instrument in Iceland is Sister Sigrun and Brother Thor. And so I went to interview her, mainly regarding some maybe books regarding my research I could look on, because I was very much keen everything regarding reflection. I hope you understand my language. And the first thing I saw when I came into her place was a book that just came out from Daddy Janki. It was called it's called Inside Out. And I was just amazed because everything regarding reflection is inside out. How you are within, that you present out. So I said, where did you get this book? And after our discussion, I was going to London to meet my professor, and she was going on the same flight for the teacher's retreat in Oxford. And she said, if you have a time, please come and visit our retreat center in Oxford. And I said, no, I never had time with my professor. He's very strict. And she gave me the bookshop in London, where I could go and buy some books if I wouldn't come. It so happened that I had a whole day off after I had my meeting with my professor, so I asked him, do you know something about this Brahma Kumaris? And he said, yes, I do. It so happened he is a Buddha. His religion is Buddha. But he had been acquainted to the Brahma Kumaris and had a very big talk regarding reflection. And so he just phoned Oxford and asked them if I could come. And I had a whole day off So I went to Oxford, and there was the teacher's retreat, and there was Daddy Janki and Chanti Ben and all the other big, wonderful seniors we have in Europe. And Sister Sigrun was there, and she was amazed. But first, there was a lovely brother, elderly brother, who gave me a tour around the house, and I was struck by the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. I said, "Ooh, I've seen this before," and something was happening within that I didn't understand quite rightly. And then Sister Sigrun came, and she was very interested in seeing that I had come, as he wanted me to meet Daddy. And I didn't know who that was. I didn't know anything. I didn't know. I just was there. But I felt this enormous peace, and something was pulling me. And then I met Daddy in the corridor in the front. And I was just pushed at her, and she took my hand very tightly, and she gave me this powerful drishti. I didn't know what it was, but I just gazed back, and I was, you know, yeah, she held my gaze for a long time. And then she said, "Who is this?" And I was introduced to her, and she said, "Baba welcomes you, child." And I didn't know what she was talking about. So, but the thing that happened then was that tears became streaming down, and I didn't know what was happening, but I just began to, tears came pouring down with no emotions. It just kept pouring down after this powerful drishti. But in short, after this drishti, there was no turning back. That was my pull. So I couldn't, although tried, but I couldn't go back. I couldn't turn away. But I didn't know what was happening, but I decided that something is here that I need, that is interesting. So Sister Sigrun offered me to come and participate in the Raj Yoga course. And soon after, I was invited to Oxford and etc. But I had a lot of lakic bondages. I was married and had three young children, and a very strong, I was brought up in Christianity, and my family was very big, and it was very strong family, you know, maybe a bit like the Indians, that we really are a big strong family and we hold on together. So it was a bit of turbulence in my mind what I should do, because I wanted to, it was something that I wanted to follow. So it took me some time before I decided to take a step and surrender to Baba. And because I had a lot of obligations regarding children and also lucky husband, he was not interested. He thought I had gone bizarre, I had gone crazy, and something strange had happened. He wanted me to go to a psychiatrist and mental hospital, because he really thought that I was being brainwashed in this Raja Yoga courses I was taking. And when I decided, that was in 2004, I decided to take the full step and be one of Baba's child. He didn't want to let go of lust, so it was no turning back, that we had to divorce. And we separated after a lot of counseling, you know. I really tried to do my best, but this was what it was meant to be. So I was a single mother, not a good wage in my profession, but I don't know how, but something magical happened, and this has been a beautiful journey since then. I really didn't recognize Baba at first. I didn't know actually that he was behind all this, but I really actually began to receive answers to all my questions. that I had since childhood. I always had questions regarding life after death and where are we going, and this is something more than this life, and who is God and what is God. I never felt a strong connection to Jesus as my Christian upbringing, but I always had a talk with God every evening before I went to bed. But I didn't want the man in between, I wanted just God. So I always said, sorry God, but Jesus is in the way. And this I did from the beginning. So now actually, after I came to Baba, I understood. So when I came to Madhuban, that was 2005, and we still had our meeting here. That was the last time we had a meeting here. The first time I came to Bandhabhavan, something very strong, a very strong experience that it was my home. I had come home. This is my home. Especially Bandhabhavan. And also in Gyan Sarovar. But Bandhabhavan always has pulled me. And I remember especially one incident when I was sitting in Baba's hut, and I went to in his swing, and I was just sitting there, and then Rama Baba came to me, and it was a beautiful, beautiful scene. I didn't realize it actually was him, but of course it was him, and he had his arms open to me. He said, welcome child, welcome. So there again, the words from Daddy, Baba welcomes you child. I recognized what she was saying. And I remember, you know, all this first visit was totally a blur because it was so much to take in. And Baba's meeting was something unique. And I remember Sister Sirun said, look into his eyes, look into his eyes. And then I was to see what that was all about. I didn't understand, but I did what she told me. But something very strong happens within. You cannot really grasp it, and all my scientific professional thinking was getting away in a sense. So it took me a while to understand Baba and Baba's love. But with patience and tolerance for myself and guidance of the seniors, the thing that always had attracted me was yoga. And I read all the books I could read regarding the knowledge and trying to imbibe and understand, because understanding was the main function of my living, to understand what this is all about. The Baba has been sustaining me every second since, and giving me beautiful experiences. So it's just pure magic, so to speak. And here I am, still hanging in. And it's beautiful to experience that I really belong to my true family now. This is my true family. And my Lakic family, they have really been cooperative and understanding, my Lakic family. My Lakic mother was a Hatha yogi, which was very, very new in Iceland at that time. So she was very much keen into all the spirituality. And she always wanted to come to Madhuban, but she had a fragile body and she left the body before she could do that. But she was very keen in all the knowledge and very cooperative when I decided that the marriage, we had to close the marriage. So I got the cooperation from my Lakic family. And my former Lakic husband, he has been understanding in a certain way. We had to have the children were with me, and they have taken the course, and but nothing more. But they are cooperative, very cooperative, because they saw the change they experienced the change that came into me. And that is the main thing. When they receive some experience, that was something they could grasp on, that this is something real. And when I was leaving Madhuban for the first time, I went to Baba's room and was saying goodbye to him. And then when I left Baba's room, I felt this bizarre, strong feeling of homesickness. Have you experienced that before? It's so strong. And I said, now Disa, you have really gone mad. Here you are, an elderly lady, 3 young children at home, you have a home in Iceland, and you're full of homesickness. What's wrong? And I realized that I was leaving my home, Madhuban. So it's 1 minute to 6:30, and well, I think I've said it all. Well, my main effort from it was 2009 that it struck me in Baba's Muli about charting, and from that day I have done my chart, and that has been my main thing in my Brahmin life is chart. And because I had some preparation in my master degree studies regarding reflection, because charting is nothing else but reflection. So charting and really, really imbibing what Baba is telling me for my own progress every day. And he's speaking specially to me, telling me something special. So my trip now here, my main focus here is to go really deep within. I have been really honest in facing all the vices that were blurring within, and I also have been really interested in everything regarding the cooperation between the mind and intellect. So Surya Bhai and Adam Prakash, they have had very strong effect on me. I have really, really listened to what they're saying. And Adam Prakash regarding the visualization power of the intellect, and then the thought power, and how we really want to make them work together so we can be in ourselves truly. And how Surya Bhai really makes this strong is very effective for me. So Surya Bhai and Atam Prakash have been my main tutors the past years, but of course the Dijanki and Jantiben. Jantiben has had a huge influence, and she told me my early days that one of the main things that is important to have when you're a foreigner, because everything is so strange, it's patience. Be patient. Let Baba show you. And I'm really understanding that Baba's love has been keeping me for the whole cycle, in a sense. Because I didn't understand, actually, that it was Baba behind the door when I first came. So I was not one of them who said, oh, Baba, you know, in the first place. I had some doubts, you know. Mostly because of my scientific background, I think. But yeah, I was full of arrogance and anger. Blah. And you know, the first time I came to Madhuban, we had to write down, do you still have some vices within? You know, before we came in. and I always was reluctant to say, yes, I still have some anger. But Sister Sigrun, she has been doing a very, very intruding work regarding how to let go of the past. And made me understand that you have to be able to let go of the past. You really have to face what is within. You really have to face all the ugliness that you have, so that you can let it go. That was my understanding. So, okay. Om Shanti.
Yeah. That's a very lovely talk, and we are really grateful to you that you came in this gathering and shared your how you got spiritual birth. And as I was listening to you, I was just thinking that your story and my story are somewhat similar. Okay. So, and your spiritual upbringing and your current efforts and the divinity that is your face shows. So it's really, we are very thankful to you for coming here and sharing your experience, and we want that you should keep on coming here on and off. Yeah. Thanks.